This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The somewhat obscure but politically red-hot Export-Import Bank, the EXIM Bank as it's known, has gone out of business, at least temporarily. Congress left town yesterday without renewing the charter for the bank, which provides loan guarantees for companies doing, yes, exporting and importing. Seemed like a good place to start an interview with the cabinet officer responsible for federal policies covering a whole lot of that area. Penny Pritzker is the Secretary of Commerce. Madam Secretary, it's good to have you back on the program again.
Terrific. Thanks for having me, Kai.
Let's begin with the commerce news of the day. It's actually yesterday. The Export-Import Bank is now out of business. Are you confident that it's going to get reestablished at some point?
You know what? We need to reestablish and reauthorize the Export-Import Bank. This is a critical tool to keep U.S. businesses competitive in the global economy. 90% of the Export-Import Bank transactions support small and medium-sized businesses and helps them sell to the 95% of customers that are outside of the United States. 85 agencies around the world have export-import banks, and they're fighting for sales in their countries. And we need to make sure that we have the same tool to help our companies.
Let me move on then to the big thing that the Obama administration has been working on the past many months. You've been intimately involved. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP that the president's working on. It's been a long slog, and I wonder how confident you are that once we get the debate on the merits, which we haven't had yet, the American people are going to line up behind this thing the way you want.
I'm confident that we're going to be able to get a deal done here and that we're actually going to get it passed through Congress. And the reason is this is good for American business and good for American workers.
So let me ask you the question, Madam Secretary, that I wanted to ask the president when we had him on the broadcast a month ago, but honestly, I ran out of time because you only get 20 minutes with the guy. I understand that the rest of us are going to be able to see what's in this deal for 90 days and have a look at it. But by then, the deal is done. So my question is, I don't want you to have to negotiate in public, but why is it that the administration is being so secretive about how these negotiations are proceeding?
Well, I actually disagree that we're being secretive. Certainly members of Congress have access to the negotiating language. And I've been in business for 27 years before I took this job. And it's not possible to negotiate by committee, nor is it possible to negotiate where you put everything out for public opinion. I don't care what deal you're trying to do, and let alone a deal that requires approval of 12 countries. But that's why the Trade Promotion Authority legislation was so important, because it lays out the bottom line objectives that have to be achieved in order for the deal to be acceptable to Congress.
Let me ask you actually a follow-up on you having been in business for 27 years before you took this job. When you go out and talk to CEOs, which I imagine you do on a distressingly regular basis probably, what do they tell you about their environment for making deals both overseas and domestically in this country?
You know, what they're saying is we need these trade agreements. And we need these trade agreements because we need access to these markets on a fair and level playing field. And right now we don't have that. You know, I've had companies and CEOs who've told me, for example, it's very difficult for me to compete when there's a 30%+ tariff to sell my goods into, say, Vietnam or Malaysia. It's companies of all sizes that really want to see these trade agreements because they recognize 95% of the world's customers are outside the United States.
Penny Pritzker, the Secretary of Commerce. Thanks very much for your time, ma'am.
Thank you, Kai.